Right, well, hello.
Hello.
It's Good Friday today, but this is going out on Saturday. So, as usual, me and Tom are showing professionalism.
Yeah.
And dedication, because Tom's only mildly hungover today.
Mildly.
And he's only actually banned from three supermarkets.
The worst thing about it is Crosby Co-op is quite an essential place for me to go. And now, I'm not allowed back in, so, hey.
I think we'll leave that for, well, prejudicial reasons.
Yep.
But, Tom, yeah, we've got Fox Dallas' old boys, it's about to kick off, because we're late. Let's have a quick glance. Which are you going for?
In my programme with Up From 40, I went for Old Boys because I think Foxtel are the better team, but I think Old Boys will do it on the day. I don't think Foxtel got it in them. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong for the sake of my friends, but you know. Oh, there's a lot of shouting. Oh, it's about to start, Sam.
Right, you're going Old Boys. Old Boys push. They beat Geordies in FA Cup, they push the Marys.
Yeah.
Foxtel only beaten. Side
Monk and Combi.
So I'm going to say, I think we're going to penalties.
Oh, I'd like that.
Let's play it out.
Yeah.
And let's see if this actually works in podcast form. Because who knows, Tom?
Who knows? Let's roll with it.
Yeah, why not?
See you guys in a bit.
Well, Tom, that was a first half where football threatened to break out several times.
Yeah, it was not the best, especially not for Foxtel.
No, they're 2-0 down. We've got Craig Stewart and Danny Gellin. Danny Gellin is sporting a headband now.
Mm.
He's got his head taped. It's like Terry Butcher, isn't he?
It was quite bad. It looked quite bad.
Did look quite bad. It's 2-0 off that. I think they've probably been the better side.
I think, as I've predicted before the game, I just don't think Foxtel turn up in these type of things. And it's sad to say because they've been brilliant all season. They've got a good team. Stephen Bettridge I've been impressed with. He's been one at the back. I thought, if anything's going to happen, it's going to come through his long balls.
The lads up front just aren't really clicking.
No, Chalmers has been so impressed with him this season. He's been quiet this half.
I know Charlie had a shot towards the end there.
Yeah.
I mean, Charlie had probably the best chance.
Yeah.
Just lifting the header over the bar from decent cross, like, but...
They've not made enough, have they? That's the big thing.
The field's not got going for me either.
No. And you know what? They've got a big second half, and it needs to, as Gary said just then, it needs to be the next 10 minutes for me.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
It's sort of hard, this. I actually prefer doing Friday Night Footy.
Yeah, same.
We've got a bit more to talk about.
Exactly. We've got nothing to talk about. We're still doing it.
So the weather's a bit inclement, I guess.
It rained a little bit.
Yeah, it's been raining.
this is great stuff for the viewers.
Oh, yeah, it is. We've got a few bits in the first half anyway, so we'll drop them in now. If you listen to the audio of this, of course, you won't see them.
Yeah, it'd be awful to listen to the audio.
Foxtel do come back into this, it'll be interesting, but we're going to stick down this end because we have a feeling that Garty's boys are going to get another couple.
I think they will. I think it'll be, you know what, at the start of the game I thought it'd be too close, and it is 2-0 is, and they've deserved it.
Well, to me, Foxtel's been 5 minutes. I think we've got a few clips this. It's just the long ball every time.
Yeah.
And I know that's worked for them throughout the season, but
yeah, they're forcing it almost.
I just think Chatwood's not linking up Charmer, and
it'd be interesting to see what they're saying at half time, because I think they'll be saying the same thing. They need one in the next 10-20 minutes.
I think they need a goal early this half.
They do. I don't know where it's going to come from. It has to be Chatwood or Charmer, doesn't it? But
typically you'd say so, yeah.
Yeah, you would.
So with that, we'll cut this out now.
One thing I will say is Baller can't do much with the goals, can he? Like,
no.
You can't give him any criticism to the keeper.
I wouldn't say any criticism there. What I would say keeper-wise, though, by the way, if we just have a quick thing on the Old Boys keeper,
Tom
who was doing a spectacular job of time-wasting.
Chatwood, I can see getting angry.
Yeah.
I can see it.
I've never seen time-wasting in the first 25 minutes of the game before.
Yeah, it's slowing it right down. You know what? It's working for them. I think they've got a game plan. They're sticking to it, Old Boys. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And, probably more to come from them.
Yeah, so... If the way things are going, we'll see Garty lifting at the end there. But,
yeah, who knows? Fox might have different ideas. They've got a big second half. I hope it's better quality. That's
so
all,
do I.
That's what I'm
cool. It's cold down here today.
It's cold. We've braved the weather.
Oh,
Right, well, there we have it, Tom.
Yep.
We ended with 3-1-2 Old Boys.
Yep. What a game.
Probably not right, wasn't it?
I said what a game as if it was brilliant football. It wasn't brilliant football, no. I don't think. There was not a lot of football played, but Old Boys, like a lot of us predicted, clever, did the right things well, you know, going down for injuries, holding...
Got the win.
They got the win, and they deserved the win.
I think the second half, we'll have a few bits from Hattie coming in here, but, you know, Foxtel could have... They got goal back through Chatwood.
Yeah.
Could have got a second himself.
Yeah. They had the chances. Chatwood almost made it 2-0. And you know what? I've got a feel for the likes of Betty, Scott Cameen, proper Foxdale men who know all they want to do is get their hands on a trophy. And you know what? They'll win the league this year, I think. They'll go up.
Well, they've still got the league to play for, so we'll see how it goes. But we're going to turn over towards trophy presentation.
We are.
Quick thing. Who's your pick for man of the match?
Ooh, you've put me on the spot here. That's a tough question. I really like the Old Boys goalkeeper time wasting for a minute go.
So
I might give it to him. I might give it to Sam just because of the time wasting. And he did well and he kept the ball. And but you know what? I was impressed by Robbie Ward, as I often am. But he was good as well, I thought.
I thought Danny Gallen did a lot of selfless running.
Yeah. So, ran himself to the ground, didn't he?
I'm going to go with you though and go for the Old Boys keeper.
Yeah.
We'll get a proper announcement in a second from that. But
yeah.
For now, I know you're heading off to Ramsey.
I've got a shoot.
So that may impact on our FA Cup coverage.
I'm sure it'll be fine. You know, I can have a few beers and do it, and I can still be here.
Yeah, but as for now...
Congratulations, Old Boys.
Scott, congratulations.
Thank you very much, mate.
First cup back at the club.
Yeah, they haven't won a trophy for a while, and me and our Carl, we took over this year when the club got relegated, and the first four games we lost because we had a lot of players missing. I won't go into detail, but from the four games we've lost, we've only lost one all the way through against St Mary's, who we did really well in the last eight of the cup. All the way to this, and I made up for the boys. They've all put a great part in it.
Hey, it's up there because obviously this year it's the promotion battle sort of playing away without you, but you're just looking to get in the Gold Cup.
Well, we should get in the Gold Cup. The top four is an aim, and there's an outside chance we could make the top two if we win every game towards the end of the season. So I'm buzzing, as you can see. I'm absolutely made up. Foxdale, I have to say, you know, sorry, you know, somebody's got to lose, and they played their part. We kept Chatwood quiet, and I think that helped us.
Yeah, he's got a really strong team performance, so there's a lot of selfless game play. Danny's running up front with no reward for a lot of the time, but he's put the effort in there. Robert was brilliant as well. But your goalkeeper was first. It's been an interesting experience seeing some time wasting after 12 minutes.
Yeah, well, I noticed that myself, but do you know what? It's an aging team, and this is probably the last year for some of them, so we've put a real good run together, and we're the informed team, and you know, this is our reward for hard work.
Well, congratulations on everyone's all to you and the lads, and enjoy tonight.
See you in the terminus. See you later.
Thank you for watching. Congratulations to Old Boys, and thank you to Borja and for all of the goals. We'll be back soon, so don't forget to tune in YouTube, all the podcasty places. And for now, I'll leave it with Tom.
Sing me a theme, Tom. Da, 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 da.